from was he had a murder casino on Yaakov because he felt that Yaakov stole the bracha from him. So Yaakov is coming over here to be Messiah's Esav, you know, to sort of calm Esav down. So the pasuk says, "Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim b'fano Esav," sends either Malachim or messengers al Esav Achav to Esav his brother. Vayitavayim Lamer, and he says to the Malachim, "Kaysemul Adonai LeEsav," that this is what you should tell to Esav, in love and garti. So Rashi says that what is Yaakov sending to Esav? So Rashi says, Garti, Rashi brings down one shot, Gavacher, Garti, the Gematria Tayag, Kaloima, in love and Arusha, Garti, the Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti, Lelamarti Memaisa Vogoy. So the Pashup shot is that Yaakov is sending to Esav a message that I live with love on, and even though I live with love and Arusha, I kept the Tayag Mitzvahs, and I didn't learn from Lovan's beard mice. So what's the pasuk chat in the pasuk? So the pasuk chat in the pasuk is that when Yitzchak gave Yaakov the brachas, he gave Yaakov the brachas, and he told Esav, "Vahaya kasher turad," when Yaakov sinks, "Uperakta ulam al tavarecha," then Esav will be able to throw off the yoke of Yaakov, and then Esav will be on top. So Pashas, that's the challenge of the pasuk. Yaakov was telling to Esav that it's not clear yet. The Vaila, and Lov and Garti, Tagi Mitzvah Shamati, Vlai Mati Mitzvah Royim, that I kept the mitzvahs, and I didn't learn from Lovan. And Mamela, it's not a massive of Parakta Uloi. And Mamela, I still have the brachas. And therefore, you know, stuck on you, a two beard. That's the pasuk, challenge of the pasuk. So the Chavetz Chaim is that L'chura, it's a shtickle funny, you know. Esav is coming over here and he wants to kill Yaakov. You know, he's murderously angry. He feels that Yaakov stole the brachas. And he pashut is about to, he wants to kill Yaakov, you know. Esav, who's the semel, the symbol of Kibbutz Avayim, he says, you know, he can't wait until Yitzchak dies, he should be able to kill Yaakov. So, shtickle for how angry Esav was. And therefore, Yaakov is trying to calm him down. So how did Yaakov calm him down? By telling him, "Ha ha ha, too bad on you. Yitzchak said that the only time you have any hope for the brachas is b'chayei k'shertura and b'prachtu matavarecha when Yaakov sings." Says Yaakov, "Ha, I didn't sing, Baruch Hashem, I live with Lavan, and b'tagis is shemarti, and too bad on you, shtach on you, ha ha ha."
My name is Kibbutz.
What?
My name is Kibbutz, which means I have your father passed the death when I fall.
So if Kibbutz Av, so why was Yitzchak? Why was Esav saying, "Oh, I can't wait until Yitzchak dies"? But I suppose he wasn't so worried about Kibbutz Av. Is that covered for your father to say, "Oh, must I? When is my father going to die already, so I'll be able to kill Yaakov"? That's Kibbutz Av. So Esav wasn't so worried over here about Kibbutz Av. So that's the Chavetz Chaim's Pashut, right? The Pashut is what's the kind of the pasuk that Yaakov is telling Esav that Yitzchak said only by Sheturat. Only when Yaakov sings, then Uprakti Umatavarecha. So if Yaakov, it's not that much. Baruch Hashem, I live with love, I'm talking to Shemarti, and I still kept the mitzvah. And if a two beer on you, I still have the brach. So that's going to calm Esav down. Esav is so angry, he's about to kill Yaakov. So what does Yaakov tell him to calm him down? Ha ha, two beer on you, shtach on you, I still have the mitzvah. That's going to calm him down. What's the pshat? So at the Chavetz Chaim, Pung Faker. That Yaakov meant to tell him Pung Faker, that when a Rasha does his Avera, he does it with such hislavus. And he does it with such enthusiasm. You know, like Esav, when Esav told Yaakov, I'll just open up my mouth and it's gisarain, you know. He doesn't use his fork and knife, you know. He puts his face into the shtik chazer and he bites it and you can see his saliva running down his cheek with such hislavus and with such taiva and with such geschmack. Unfortunately, says Yaakov, when we do our mitzvahs, we don't do it with such enthusiasm and with such cheshek the way Lavan does his averus. So that's what Yaakov meant to tell him. Lahefa. Targum mitzvah shemarati, true. I kept the targum mitzvahs. But, v'loilamazi ma'asav aroyim. I didn't learn how to keep the targum mitzvahs. I should have looked. Look how Lavan does his averus. When he does his averus, he does it with such geschmack and with such chesed and with such enthusiasm. But unfortunately, when I do my mitzvahs, I don't do it that way. I talk about the mitzvah, I know, but calm, you squeeze out the mitzvah. So Yaakov meant to tell Esav, Taket, you don't have to worry. Yitzchak said, Uparak to Uloi, Vayashek to Turad, Uparak to Maltavarecha. When Yaakov sings, then you will get the brachas. Yaakov meant to tell Esav, you're almost there. It's us, you're going to get the brachas anyway. So you have to kill me? You have to go in and kill me to get the brachas? It's already Kamat to Parak to Uloi. Why? Because in a Hanami Tagim is a Shemati. I didn't learn from Lavan how to keep the Tagim Mitzvahs. I thought I kept them, but not with the proper Cheshit, and not with the proper enthusiasm, and not with the proper Gishmak. I should have looked at Lavan and I said, look how Lavan does it, Avera. He does it, Avera, with such a Gishmak, and with such a Cheshit, and with such enthusiasm. I should have learned that's how you should do the Mitzvahs. But unfortunately, he says, Yaakov, I didn't. I didn't learn how to do the Targum Mitzvahs with the proper Geshmak, with the proper Cheshav, and therefore it's already a shtickle, a matzv of Baharishek of Turad, and therefore it's Shem Bal 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 Zan Prakta Uloi, and therefore that's what Yaakov meant to tell Lavan. You don't have to worry. I'm sorry, that's what Yaakov meant to tell Esav. What do you have to go ahead and kill me? You're going to get the Bachas anyway without killing me. It's already Kamat the Matzv of Vahayachar Turad, and will be a Prakhtulah. You'll get the Bachas anyway. Therefore, there's no need for you to kill me. I care if Yaakov meant to do that. Then they stay in the Chofetz Chaim. So, the Rosh Yeshiva said with this Mardik in the Nevel, you know, that we say in the Alanisim that on Chanukah, the Eivishta made a Gaval Kenes for us, and it was Rabbi Miyam Ma'atim, and Gibur Miyam Chaloshim, Gaval Kenes. And the Alanisim continues, and it also says, Rishayim Miyad Tzadikim. That the Eivishta made a mess, and even though the Yevonim were Rishayim, and the Chashmonai were Tzadikim, still the Tzadikim won, and they were able to be victorious over the Rishayim. Tmeim Miyad Tahayim. Even though the Yevonim were Tmeim, and the Chashmonai were Tahayim, still the Tahayim were victorious over the Tmeim. So Rosh Yeshiva asked, why is that necessarily a ness? That's necessarily a ness. The fact that Tzadikim won over the Rishayim, that's necessarily a ness? Who said? Maybe Tzadikim knew how to fight better. Tmeim Yad Tahayim, that's necessarily a ness? What's happened? Maybe the Tahayim punk knew how to fight better. Bishlama, Ramiyad Ma'atim, that's a Kabbalah Kness. Normally, Alpiteva, the army that's has more soldiers is going to win. So that's a Kabbalah Kness. You know, Gibor Miyad Chaloshim, normally the Gibor, he's going to win, not the Chalosh. That's the Gibor Kenes. But why is it a Nes that it was Rishon Miyad Tzadikim?
It's part of that, the reason. The reason they had the Nes.
That's the flaw of the Nes. So Tarmi Yad Tzadikim, Rishon Miyad Tzadikim, Tarmi Yad Tzadikim, that's also the Nes.
Why is that? That's the reason why they should win.
Why?
Why is that the reason why they should win?
That's why they should win?
I mean, more than the fact that the Tzadikim won, I'm saying the fact that one Tzadikim and one Tzadikim, that's the reason why.
If anything, it's Fakir. Yeah, it must be Kasha Shtaka. Kitza Azayi to Rosh Yeshiva Gefret. Why is that necessarily a Nes? So Rosh Yeshiva said, according to the Chofetz Chaim, it's Gevaldik. Because we know the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings down that why is it that on Purim there's a mitzvah of Suda and on Chanukah there's no mitzvah of Suda, says the Chofetz Chaim, because Purim, the Gzeirah was that Haman wanted to physically annihilate the Yidden. He partially wanted to kill out all the Yidden physically. So Memela, when the Eibishter made a nest, we celebrate physically by having a Suda. Mashenken on Chanukah was Lachem Sadat. The Yevonim, like we say, the point wasn't that the Yevonim wanted to physically annihilate the Yidden. It was a ruchnistic fight. They wanted to push it shmadim. They wanted to make them forget the Torah. They wanted to make them forget the chukim of the Eivishter, and they wanted to shmadim. So Memela says, Rosh Yeshiva, according to the Chavetz Chaim and Gevald, the Baal Tzav Tchoz was the Chemes Adah. And what does the Chavetz Chaim explain in China the Pasuk? That Namal, when a Rasha does his Avera, he does it with more cheshik than if Tzadik does his mitzvah. Namal, when a Rasha does his Avera, he does it with more enthusiasm, and he does it with more geshmak. So Apiteva, a soldier who fights with more cheshik, and a soldier who fights with more energy, and a soldier who fights with more geshmak, he's going to win. And therefore, it was taka next. Over here, you had a mechalas adat. The Yevonim were fighting for their avera. And the Chashmonaim were fighting for their mitzvah. Normal, what's up Zion? Normally, the Rishonim should win. Why? Because, like we said over here, the Chofetz Chaim is saying that a Rosh does his tithe and he does his avera with more of a geschmack than a tzaddik does his mitzvah. So the Rosh over here is fighting for his avera. The tzaddik over here is fighting for his mitzvah. Al pi teva, who should win? The Rosh should win. Because a soldier that fights with more cheshek and fights with more geschmack and fights with more energy, he's going to win the battle. And therefore, taka al pi teva, the Rishonim should have won. Al pi teva, the Tameim should have won. And therefore, taka a gebusa nes, Shom Yat Tzadikim, and Tzvei Yat Tzorim, Tos Alein is a net.
So they should want to know so much more.
What?
So many more matters, even though...
What? Right? That's what the Rashiva is saying to Shom. Murder to Shom. So, to tell you the truth, them is, I don't hear the kasha so good. Lechura, I'm surprised no one asked me this kasha, right? The Rashiva is asking that, why is it a mess, Shom Yat Tzadikim? What? Maybe the Tzadik had a fight better. I understand what happened to the Gemara that turned my attention to Tevashal Adam. Why is that an answer? She was asking, what's the essence? Why is it that it's a special net that is Shem Yat Tzadik?
Okay, listen, this is clear.
Okay, later on. So how did that, so you asked me, Sam is Steve. So how does Tevashal Adam leave a clear? How did that answer?
Sam clear for Tevashal Adam. The Sam clear that the person normally has. That we got a whole new dagger clear. Tevashal Adam is only
song for him.
Yeah,
where did you already learn it? Did I tell you what I want to answer?
Fighting for
their. Well, I want to say a bunch of the text. You know, my brother Label, you know, he was a Giber Otsum. You know, he was physically, he had a bunch of, you can't imagine how strong he was. You know, besides, he, my brother Label, he knew Kolotar Kula, Truth to Kamashmoy. He knew Shas, Babli, Rishami, Toyskim, Halacha, Hasidus, Kabbalah. Nach, I'm telling you, literally, I used to learn him for a Seder. So I used to sit Mamash over here, you know, in the middle of the bench. Behind me, there was, Rav Moshe Weiss and his father. So one of the Medrash says his father, he was a rabbi in Brighton, he was building a mikveh. So he used to ask Label to draw him, he used to ask him how to build a mikveh, he used to draw him. Then the Kel would come over, they were in Chul and Shabbos, they would come over, he would answer them off and on. Then guys from Yeshiva, the Bachman would come over, what he was learning. You knew Kol Tarkul. What's the pshat? My father, Chayim Avracha, was Al Piteva. Basically Al Piteva. He sat and he learned. But his mother, Label, was the Marv of Dechateva. He poshet ain't the Piteva Shkavish Meim Mitzatzma. He did not sleep. He didn't sleep in the bed. He learned until he fell asleep on the bench. He poshet Lamarv of Dechateva, and he poshet. He saw in him the Kiyam ain't the Piteva Shkavish Meim Mitzatzma. He knew Kol Hatarikul Shute Kemashma. And he wasn't a genius. He wasn't Mamash a genius. He was regular. He was a politician. And he knew Kol Hatarikul. Why? Because he was Poshet Memes Asim. But this is, just to relate what I mean. He used to come, used to be now, Bacham come Shabbos. Those times there was no Bacham here on Shabbos. Come on. He used to come Friday night. There was common men. He used to come from the mikveh, with beer dripping. He used to sing a Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm telling you, his face would turn red. He would scream. Plus, he would think that there was 500 people in the base measure. He used to say Yom Narayim. The base measure was packed. His voice here, his Shema Yisrael, you heard over everybody else. He had such a voice. He had such a koyach, and it was b'chol koyach, both with Havana and both physically. He was a fire. He was an ish label. He was not shy. So this is with the term attention. So maybe that's not a conscious term. Anyway, that's the Chofetz Chaim's chat, and that's the Rashi's chat. That was the specialness of Rishon Yat Tzadikim, because Al Piteva, the Russia fights with more enthusiasm, and therefore he should win. Beautiful. So the only issue with this chat is that it leaves a stickle of beer taste in your mouth. That we're saying that we don't serve Hashem with enthusiasm. And we don't serve Hashem with cheshek. The Russia does his avera with so much cheshek. So let's just, a little bit, maybe fix up, a little bit qualify what the Gedei Lama is saying. So I want to say another pshat in the Rishiv. That if you look at the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos says, my Chanukah, says the Gemara in Shabbos, al eze nes kovim. On which nes would a chacham tevei a Chanukah? So if you look at the Gemara, basically the Gemara says, that when the Yevonim were miskab, when the Chashmonaim were miskab on the Yevonim, and they were nichnas lahechel, so the Yevonim were timikol hashmanim, and v'loy matzu ala pach echad shel shemen, and it was only enough to burn for one day, and it burned for 8 days, so there was a gevalt ganesh shemen, and therefore the kaveh chazen. So the Rishiva asked, that why is it that if you look in the Gemara, the nest of the Mechama was also a gevalt ganesh, and yet that nest is kemat not mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara, the entire message of the Gemara is there was a Gevaldik Ness of Shemen, and that's what they were Kaveh Hanukkah. Yet, in the Alanisim, Mephis Faket, Alanisim, it's like we're saying, Dami Amatim, Tami Adhar, Shemen Sadiqim, we stress very much the Muhammad. Why is it that the Gemara, when it speaks about why the Chamu Kaveh Hanukkah, it stresses the Ikka, the Ness Shemen, and not the Ness of the Muhammad? So the Rishiva said, the nest of the Mechama wasn't such a gewalt gezach. Why? Because, like we're saying, the nest of the Mechama was a Mechama Sadat. Lashkichim Teresechem, Labim Mechukim Tzenechem. Yivonim were fighting over here, not a physical battle, it was a spiritual battle. They wanted a Shmad of the Yidden. So the Yeshiva, Shmad of the Yidden? David should have promised us, like we say in davening every day, Lo Yamushu Mipicha, Yizan Zaracha, Adoyla. David should have promised us that the Torah will not be removed from our mouth. The Torah will not be forgotten. So is that such a gewalt ganes? The Yivonim are coming over here, Lashkirim Teresecha, Lavimachuk Zenecha, and the Eivish that promised us, Lo Yemushu Bipicha Bidracha. So is that such a gewalt ganes? Maybe it's a nest, but not enough to be Kaveh Chayim. Mashayin came to nest Shemen, because they should get to murder the Kasha. Why is it Bechal that the Eivish had to make a gewalt ganes? Why? Because all the Shemen was Tameh, except for this one Pach Shemen Tar, which was only enough for one day, and therefore the Eveshah had to make a nest, it's Shalich for 8 days. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, the halacha is, Tumah Hotra B'tzibur, that the whole soul of Tumah is mutter for the Tzibur. If you'll have a Karbel Amashah that becomes Tameh, for a Tzibur, if it's a Karbel Tzibur, it's mutter. The whole soul Tumah is mutter for Tzibur. So if that's the case, why B'chal the Eveshah have to make a nest Shemen? Why? Because all the Shemana were Tameh, so the din of Avlokas Neiris and the Menorah is the din on the Tzibur. And the Zalacha, Tumah, Hotra B'Tzibur. For a mitzvah of the Tzibur, the Tumah is Hotra. So even the nest, even the Shem and Tommy they were able to use.
Only a Hesed.
Very good, beautiful. So thus, that's the Pnei Shem's Nash. So why B'chal the Rebbe Shem to make a Nesh Shemen? Why? Because all the Shem was Tommy. B'Dale, Tumah, Hotra B'Tzibur. So she answered it. He gave a marshal. I don't know if you give the marshal to this, but you use this marshal always as follows. It says, let's say the marshal, you have a bachel learning in yeshiva. And yeshiva doesn't serve supper at night, right? That's the mouth. Yeshiva doesn't serve supper. And his mother comes every night and brings him supper. The father, you know, shows how devoted she is to her child. Mamish, every night she comes, she goes out of her way, and she gives the kid supper. The father. But Lamaisa doesn't show such gewaltige devotion. Why? Because after all, this kid is her son. And she doesn't want the kid to go hungry, so she brings the kid supper every night. But imagine you have yeshiva that taka serves supper every night. And the supper is taka very gishmak, but it's not as gishmak as home cooking. And therefore the mother comes ahead, and she goes every night and brings her son supper. Wow. Now we see how much this mother loves her son. Why? Because then the son doesn't need the mother's supper. He has supper from yeshiva, and it's a good supper. But the mother says, Enechrami, don't eat it, but I love you so much, I want you to have the best. I don't want you to have some yeshiva supper as good as it is. I want you to have special home cooking, the best supper. Das weiß der gewaltige Chiba. If the kid shouted, he has no supper, he's going to go hungry. So that doesn't show such a gewaltige Chiba from the mother. What do you mean? She's a mother, it's a son, right? She doesn't want the kid to go hungry. She brings the kid supper. Avad and Kanami shows devotion of a nishta de gewaltig. But if the son already has what he needs, he has yeshiva supper, and it's a good supper, it tells him, but it's not the best, it's not home cooking. And yet the mother goes in and brings him supper every night. Thus vice of Gavalt Gechiba. So the Roshiva, that's the shot over here. And if an army come out of its Seba, and the Yidin were able to yoyser the mitzvah of Habakkuk's Neiris. But how do you think they would have felt? After all this time, finally they were able to enter the Beit HaMikdash, and finally after all this time they were able to light the menorah, and they should have to light the menorah with the Evidik Hashem, like you're saying, you see, it's a Hetzer. But it's not Chatzchila, it's not Shem Ekar. How do you think the Yidin would have felt? Not so Gishmak. And the Chalabi attack would have been yoyser, but it's not the best. The Eivish loves us so much, he wants us not to be able to have the kiva of the mitzvah. He wants us to have the best of the best, Pazim B'Shem and Torah. without any dorm which we ultimately became the mitzvah. Thus vice the Gavad Chiba of the Eivishna, and that's why only because of that then were the Chacham Kaved and Eskanda. Besides the Nesam Chachamah, okay, it's a Gavad Kness and it's a Gavad Chesed, but it's not so Gavad. Why? Because the same shows it us. He promised us, well, you shall tell people to be Zacha. So he promised us the Torah won't be forgotten. So the Yivar that comes over here, Lashkich Dor Sechah, so the Eivishna kept his promise and he doesn't let them. It's a Chesed of a not so Gavad that because of that will be Kaved, because it doesn't show so much Gavad Chesed from the Eivishna. Shemen, the Neshemen, Fakeh, Bebes, we could have been Yosef. Like the Pesach was asking from the husband of Tzibur. So we could have been Yosef. But the Eivishna loves us so much, he wanted us not to be Yosef, but to be Yosef with our Hidurim, with our Pitchikis. Thus vice the Gavad Chesed that Eivishna has to us, and therefore, because of that, he will convey the Neshem. So I want to say with this Gvald Kapshak that, so this is still here, Dr. Rashid. I want to say Gvald Kapshak. The Gemara over here in Brachas is talking about if the Churban Bayis, and the Yidden are worried that if the Churban Bayis, the Eibush is going to forget them, and he's going to go ahead and be Meskash Kulumas Oilam. So, Amat Knesset Yisrael Fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Bayis Oilam. Adam noisei ishta. Adam noisei ishta alishta vishoina. Zoyche maishu vishoina. He remembers the his first wife. Oba ato azavtoni v'shachachtoni. But we, the Eivishter, we are worried that you left us and you forgot us. They saw such an aziva shechina during the Churban. They were worried that the Eivishter forgot. So the Eivishter, Viti, my daughter, Yud Beid Mazol Barosi. I created 12 constellations for Kiyah in the sky. Balkol mazal o mazal barasa l'shloshim chayel. I created 30 chayel. Chayel is a certain type of general which is symbolic of a certain type of star, a certain type of constellation. Balkol chayel v'chayel barasa l'shloshim ligyon. Balkol ligyon v'ligyon barasa l'shloshim ratan. Balkol ratan v'ratan barasa l'shloshim karton. Balkol karton v'karton barasa l'shloshim gistura. Balkol gistura talisi v'shlosh meis v'shishim chemish alfi v'bikicha. So the Eivishter says, I made these type of constellations. And each type of constellation has another 30 of these type of constellations. And it has Gistura and Ligyon. And Akitza, if you count up, there's trillions and trillions of stars. So the Eivishter, and you're worried, all these stars I created only because I love you so much. And you're worried that I forgot you. But the Eivishter, you have nothing to worry about. Look how much I love you. I created all these, totally, these multitudes of trillions of stars. Thus vice the Gavad Chiba that the Eivishter has. And therefore, you don't have to worry that I forgot. So it's bothering me, okay, and Echanami, the fact that the Eibusha created all these stars shows the Gevaldika Chiba and shows the Gevaldika love that the Eibusha has for us. But the Eibusha created a lot of things besides stars. The Eibusha created trillions of blades of grass, and he created trillions of trees, and he created trillions of fish, and he created billions of tigers, and lions, and whales, and fish, and stars, and flowers. Why is it that only the Gechavim shows this Gevalka Havafa? What do you mean? David just created his whole beer. What do you mean? The entire beer. Animals and mammals and fish and trees and grass and flowers. Why is it only the Gechavim shows the Gevalka Havafa? What about the entire beer? Why does that show the Havafa? And why is it that David the Gechavim is able to be Menachem Klal Yisrael after the Churban? The Klal Yisrael is very worried after the Churban. David is going to go and he's going to leave them and he's going to attach himself to the Umas Oilam, so the Eivishter, you don't have to worry. This is Menachem. Why is it that Dafka, the Kechavim shows the Ahava, and why is it that this Ahava is able to be Menachem Kali Sol after the Chavim? So I want to say, Gevaldik, along these lines, as the Rashid is telling us, that the Eivishter had his Cheshvet to create the world. Huh? So Shishon tells us, he didn't want it to be in Ahava Kishufa. The Eivishter had to create the world. So, by studies that the Kiyam of the world requires, in order that the world should be able to exist, it requires oceans, and it requires grass, and it requires trees, and it requires animals, and it requires fish. If you want to have a world, you have to make a world. And in order to have a world, you need all these achens. You need fish, you need trees, you need animals, b'chul. Vayis'oyset and kechavim, be'etem was not necessary for the b'ya'olam. For the kiyum of the world, be'etem, he didn't need the kechavim. You know, pashut, a person loves somebody else. So the reason why you want to give somebody that you love is not because the person needs. No, person, you have such a cheshek, you have such love, you want to give, just to show your ahava, not because the person needs. So the entire world, which there was a tzarich for that, that doesn't show so much ahava. Yeah, they used to have his chesed for having the world. So in order for the kiyum of the oil, in order for the world to exist, the world requires trees, and it requires oxygen, and it requires flowers to oxygenate the world, and it requires animals, and this entire, you know, entire chain that this feeds on this, and this feeds on this. So you need the entire bria. By saying that the kechavim was not necessary for the bria's oilam. The kechavim is totally redundant. And if you look at the Gemara, that's the feeling, that's the hargosh of this whole Gemara. You know, it's the shtickle, like, when Yaakov, in our Pasha, he sends all these behemoths, all these animals to Esav, and he tells his malachim, the Rerach Tesima ben Edel Edom should put a space between each group of cattle. One. The parents says, because if you just give a whole bunch of cattle, okay, so that's one gift. Of a last being of, like Rashi says, if you want to satisfy the eye of Esav, so you give this gift, and then another gift, and then another one. If you put a Rerach, each gift is a separate entity. So it's one Matana, and another Matana, and another Matana. Wow, and it's more, and it's more, and it's more. That's mamish the feeling of this Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say, oh, the Eishav created trillions of stars. No. The Gemara says he created Chayolim, and each Chayol has a certain amount of Gistura, and each Gistura has a Leganus. Another Matana, and another Matana, another Matana. The Gemara is stressing this Gefarlicha redundancy, and this overabundance, more Kechav, and more Kechav, and more, 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 more. Why? Abadi, you don't need them. The world didn't need them. But Pashat, the Eivishah wanted to show us Gevalcha, have a Pashat, you don't need it, but I want to give it anyway. Mamash like this, like Rashi was saying, with this mother to the kid. Kid doesn't need the supper, he has supper. But Lamaisa, you go out at night and you look at the, you know, when you go in the mountains and it's there's no light and you see the stars, it's beautiful, we don't need it. But Lamaisa, it's more geschmack, you have these millions of stars and the star and the sky is shining. The Eishon says, you don't need a star, push it to show my Ahava. That's kind of, it's Ahava without a gvul and without Mitzvah and without boundaries and without chesed. You need it, you don't need it, you deserve, I want to give. This shows Ahava. Only this. The rest of the world, that doesn't show the Ahava. Because we need it. The Eivishah had a chesed creating the world. The world requires all these bees and all these fish and all these animals and all these trees and all these flowers. But by searching the Gemara, that the world, the Etzem, didn't need all these stars. Now, I don't mean to say that if the scientists will tell you that today there is that, but they figure out why you need the stars, could be. Once the Eivishah created the stars, he created the needs for the stars also. But I'm saying that inherently, the Etzem, there was no need for it. All the rest of the bees, there was the Etzem that didn't need for it. These stars, the Etzem, he made it. You know why? Push it to show the Hava. It was redundant. Could be after he created it. He created the need for it also. So that's why, Doctor, this is Menachem us after the Korban. What's that? Because could be after the Korban, the Yidin were chaita so vayt, they taka deserve the Ebshah should be out of them. As a Tanish or a Tanish, they deserve it. What do you mean? You chaita so vayt the Ebshah? Could be Apichesvin, they deserve the Ebshah should leave them. But the Ebshah shows my love for you is unchesvin. My love for you is partial limitless. It's infinite. It's whether you need it, whether you don't need it, whether you deserve it, whether you don't. It's bli mitzam, it's bli gvulim, it's bli chesed. Only this type of ahava can be menachem after the chorban. Because why? Could be talk, I'll be chesed after the chorban. The yidin deserve the answer to forget them. Of the Eivish device of the ahava, what do you mean? It's just an abundant, redundant ahava. It's more and more. I made more stars and more stars. Unchesed, unwilling, partial to show my ahava. This type of ahava, and only this type of ahava, can be menachem even after the
chorban. Okay, that fits in the animals also. But then they actually...
No, sir, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said something more now. That we require all these fish, all these millions and trillions of fish and animals, that the beer requires. You want to have a world, so there's a feeding chain in the world, you know? The fish, the small fish, but on the big fish, and the big fish on the big fish. That's the tema. Naturally, that's what the world requires. So he wanted to create the world. He had his need to create the world for some reason. Should it be an Abed Yusuf or whatever the chat should be. And the world, in order to have a world, requires all these things. Requires the entire feeding chain. Animals, the big animals, the small animals, the big fish, the small fish. The world needs it. Oh, but Chavim, that's the feeling of this Gemara. The Gemara is like putting it down. Like more stars, and more stars, and Legionis, and Ratzin, and Gisterin. More. Why? This best of no serve. Partially just because the Eivishah wants to give. Whether we need it, we don't need it. He just wants to give to show us a Hava, and it's talking not necessary, but Etzem, and it's only on Chesed, and it's only on Gvul, and only that type of a Hava can be Menachem us after the Churban, because coming out of Chesed, we deserve the Eivishah to leave us, Kasher Shalom. Oh, but Faket, the Eivishah says, Enechanani, if it was a Hava with a Chesed, maybe I will leave you. Oh, if you've a Hava on Gvul, on Betzam, on Chesed, this is Menachem. What? I hear, but that's not so much moist of this Gemara. I'm not saying it's a good task. That's good. Oh, but that's not, Gemara doesn't say that. According to you, so what's happened to the whole Gemara? The Gemara Davis is saying, look how much I love you because I created all the stars. You say, what do you mean? The stars were created for the moon. Good to Kasha, but I don't know how that should be the Gemara. But Lamai said, the Gemara is far putting down that all the Chacham want to show the Avish to the Haver. That's the good. According to the Chacham, what's the Menach of the moon? I don't know. Good Kasha.
Maybe one's
Mazalus
and one's stars.
The stars, yeah. The whole stars. Kitzah, that's the Gevar Kipshat in this Gemara. Oh. So, I was thinking maybe a little bit of Pidrush that, you know, Rashi Pasha Shemais tells us that Klal Yisrael is Nimshal Kechavim. What does that mean, that Klal Yisrael is Nimshal Kechavim? So, rather, the Pasha Pshat is like Rashi says, that just like the Kechavim, each Kechav, one would think, you look up in the sky, you see trillions of stars, just like a bunch of stars. So, the Eved should know, each star has its mitzvah, has its number, and each star has its name. Every star is a separate entity. So too, the Hashem can have heard millions of Yidden. A bunch of Yidden. No. Each Yid has his tafkid, and each Yid has his name, and each Yid has his mitzvah. That's the Poshup Shat. That's what means Klal Yisrael Nimshal Kechavim. That's just like each Kechav has its mitzvah, and each Kechav has its Shem. So too, each Yid has his unique tafkid service. That's the Poshup Shat. But I was thinking maybe I'll Pidrush along these lines. That Klal Yisrael Nimshal Kechavim, the Pshat is, that what do we see from this Gemara Brachos? What's the Pshat in the Kechavim? What's the uptight of the Kechavim? The Kechavim is the symbol. The Kechavim is the symbol of the Eivish's boundless ahava to us. Of the Eivish's love to us on Cheshbon and on Gvul and on Meitzer, but pushes more and more and more and more. That's what it means, the Kaisal, the Lips of Kechavim, because that's the way we love the Eivish also. And that's the way we serve the Eivish also. Comes to doing mitzvahs, right? You want to buy a little of an etzik, you can buy a little of an etzik for $50. Is that what we do? We spend more, we spend hundreds of dollars and hundreds to buy the best etzik. You want to buy matzahs? Do we say, oh, to be honest, you can buy matzahs $50, $10 a pound? Nope. We can spend $30 a pound, and $40 a pound, it's al-chumis, our limit at Torah. You can say it nice and calm, and calm. No, is that how we learn? No, we learn with a brand, and with a slab, and with a fire. That's what it means, that Klal Yisrael is Nimshal Kechavim. The same way that Kechavim are a symbol of the Eved's enthusiastic, boundless love to us, on Meitzer, on Zvul, on Tzairich, on Chesed, that's the way we serve the Eved. So this maybe tempers a little bit what we started out with. I was saying that the Russia serves with more enthusiasm, could be. But we're pretty good also. We're Nimshal Kechavim, and we serve the Eved with such a slavis, and with such fire, and with such Chesed, And we don't we'll be Yaitse. No. The same way the Kechavim are the symbol of the Avish's boundless Ahavatas, that is the Ahavatas without judgment, without vote, without boundaries. That's how we love the Avishta, and that's how we serve the Avishta, also with the Cheshek, and with the Slavas, and with the fire, and unvote, unchesed. I was thinking very geschmack with this, that in Pashas Vayako, so it says over there, that the Nesiyim, by Nesiyim Heviyu as Avnei HaChoshem, as Avnei HaShoyim, as Avnei Melum, Eifer V'LaChoshem. The Nesiyim brought the Avnei HaShoyim and the Avnei Melum for the Eifer and the Choshem. So Rashi points out that if you notice, the Nesiyim over here is written without a Yud. So Rashi Tavot, so Rashi, Yisnad, that the Nesiyim said, Yisnad Hutzibur, let Klal Yisrael be Menada for the Mishkan, Masim Yisnadim, whatever they donate, and whatever is missing, whatever the Mishkan needs, we'll give. That's what the Nesiyim said. Let Klal Yisrael donate. And whatever is missing, we'll fill up. What happened at the end was that Klal Yisrael gave everything. There was no need to give everything else. The Klal Yisrael gave everything. I'm going to see him out in the lattice. What should we do? And Virus Amashoyan. So therefore, says Rashi, Ulafish and it's Aklu Mitchila, since the Nesiyim were at Salem, they were lazy. Nechzera Ois Mishmam, Vanesiyim Siv without a Yud. Says Rashi, you know why it says Vanesiyim Hevivas Avnei Hashoyim? You know why it says Nesiyim without a Yud? Because they were lazy. Why? Because what does the Nesiyim say? Let Klal Yisrael give whatever they have to give. And when they finish giving, whatever's missing, we'll give. So we bought, they were lazy in their giving, therefore Nesiyim is written without a Yud. What do you mean? Imagine you have a yeshiva. And you go to a usher, and you say to the usher, listen, yeshiva needs this, and yeshiva needs that. Madafam Gal, please donate. And the usher tells you, listen, go ahead and try to raise whatever money you can, and whatever you're missing, I will give you. Can you imagine how happy he would be? Is that, that's called that he's lazy? Why? Because he didn't say what he's giving. He said, whatever you need, I'm giving. I'm giving right now. Right now I'm giving. What? Whatever you need. So just because the Hechatimsa, we don't know punk what I should give, that's called I'm being lazy in my giving? I'm giving right now! I'm giving whatever you need, I'm giving! Punk, what you punk need, you'll tell me later. That's called I'm being awesome. What? Where's my Aslus?
So perhaps that maybe it's not going to come to that.
So that's called Aslus? Maybe that's not called so smart. Well, why is that called Aslus? Why is that called Aslus? We were lazy. They said, right now we're giving whatever you need. Whatever you need, we are giving. Pumped, what do you need? Okay, that's going to take a couple of days to find out what you need. Why is that called access? I'm donating right now. I'm telling you right now, I'm giving whatever you need.
Not giving, though, right? If we wouldn't need it, then I wouldn't get.
So why am I not giving? I'm giving whatever you need. Yes, pumped, you'll tell me later on what you need. Why is that not called, why is that called access? Where's my laziness? I'm telling you right now, I am giving as much as you need, I'm giving. Right now, I'm giving to you. Pumped, what do you need? We'll find out later. I hear, so that's what you're saying, you're taking a chance. I hear, but so then, I don't know if that's called Aslus. Maybe that's called not so smart. Why is that called an Aslus?
What? To give the first thing.
What? Well, I'm asking, why aren't they giving? Why is it not called giving? Look who they're giving right now. They're saying whatever you need, we're giving. Just because it's going to take time to figure out what you need. That's called laziness. That's called not giving right now. What? So I want to say, Barry, the novel. That's the same mahalas that we're going all along over here. That there's two types of giving. There's one type of giving that a person sees never is an ani, but darf. There's somebody that needs, I will give to fulfill his needs. That's an apostolic giving. That itself, to give only because someone needs, is a lower type of giving. The hecher giving is to give because I want to give. Avraham Avinu, we see that Avraham Avinu, it was the kachay la'yayim, the Eivishah had achmanis, and it was the third day of his mila, so the Eivishah was moisty, chamam ha'atika, and there was no guests. And I probably don't inspire. Why are you inspiring? Nobody needs. Baruch Hashem, everyone's sitting at home. Nobody needs. Why was I probably going to inspire? The terrorist, because he gave, not because there was a need. He gave because he had such a terrorist to give. He thought that such a harvest he saw. He wanted a gift to give, not because there was a need. That's the highest madrega of giving. That's not absolutely giving. To say gufa, I will give whatever is needed, means you're giving to fill a need. Thus, Alain is a lacking. To give only what's needed, to give to fulfill a need, that's the opposite of giving. You have to give because you want to give, not because you have to fill a need. To say, I'll give whatever is needed, so you goof for saying, I'm only giving because I want to fill a need. That's an opposite of giving. Because that opposite means it's a low, it's a schwacher giving. That's what opposite means. It's a lazy giving because you're not giving because you want to give. You're giving because you want to fill a need. That itself is a lazy. That's what lazy means. Lazy means because you're not giving with a slap. Because a person who gives with a slap gives because he wants to give. So it's lazy because you're lacking your enthusiasm. You're lacking it. If a person wants to give enthusiastically, he gives because he wants to give. So this itself that you're giving all the money, that's a lazy giving.
So I'm saying, guys, a person wants to give enthusiastically, gives right away.
Because I'm asking that he is giving right away. That's not kind. He is so?
I'll wait.
No, he's not saying I'll wait. He's saying I'm giving right now. Just bear the pinch of what do you want me to give? That's going to take time to find out. But I'm pledging right now. If a guy says right now, I don't have my checkbook on me. Okay, but I'm pledging right now $1 million. That's not called he's giving now. What? Because Punky didn't write out the check? Are you giving right now? I'm pledging right now. So I'm telling you right now, I am pledging whatever's needed. Punk, you don't know what's needed yet. Why is that called giving now? Texas, that's not divorce. Divorce is because Hogufa to say that I'm giving to fulfill a need, that's a lazy giving. Because you're not giving with the provocation. A person gives the provocation with enthusiasm. He gives because he wants to give, not because there's a need. That's the shot in the scene. That's why it's written, because here that's the line. So, that's the pshat that Kaisel of Nizel Kechavim, that we don't go ahead and serve the Eibishter, bashes to be Yaitzeh. We serve the Eibishter with a Cheshek and with a fire. I want to ask you this week. Did you ever see Ramilla getting angry in your life? Ramilla was the calmest. He walked down the street with a big smile on his face, and he would greet you with such a smile and with such serenity and with such calmness. I saw Rabbi Miller not stop getting angry. He got angry, he got red in the face, his mouth was foaming. That's some shot. On King's Highway, by the train station, so there's, Jews for Yashka. So they set up a table. They set up a table to give out the literature to try to shmat up Yiddin. So, So all the, it's very Yiddish again. So Yiddin, they start to see, they see what's happening. They start getting upset and this and that. And they start pushing around the table a little bit. So turn the table over. I kissed it to these guys called the cops. The cops came, feed him a speech, whatever. They have a right to be here, this and that. And Miller comes pulling up. So I was there. I thought for sure Miller would speak, calmly and nicely. It's not proper and this and that. He was so angry. He was screaming at the top of his lungs, "Arrest me! Arrest me!" So the cop is saying, "What do you mean? It's freedom of speech. It's a freedom of speech. He's perpetrating fraud. He's trying to schmada be in." And he with such a cast, I was so, he was literally foaming out of his mouth. Literally, his mouth, I saw foam. The cop is, "What do you mean? But that's what we're talking about. What do you mean? It's with tacharim. It's with his clowns. What do you mean? It's trying to schmada be in. You know what that means?" It was with such cast, I was such angry, he was screaming. That's what it means. We serve, we are kachavim. We nivsel kachavim. That we don't stop serve the Eivishter calmly. Yes, of course, right to Zion was good. No, it's with a slav and with a cheshek and with a fire. And it's not only our service to Hashem is this way, and it's not only our havet to Hashem is this way, but it's also our havet to each other. If you remember last week, last month, we learned in Kedushin, the Gemara says over there, Asr la'adam l'kaddish is isha atri yirena. Why? Says the Gemara, Shema yirava dava maguna, he'll see something disgusting, the kaskanabai, and he'll become disgusted with her, and the Torah says, v'yahafrach ha'tambayachah. That's the Gemara. Therefore, it's asr to marry a lady before you see her, because maybe Shema yirava dava maguna, you'll see something disgusting, the kaskanabai, become disgusted, and the Torah says, v'yahafrach ha'tambayachah. So it's bothering me that the reason why it's usher, only because the Torah said, "What do you mean? A person sees himself as a gunner, but this kind of boy, so he's going to fight with his wife, and there won't be shown bias, and they'll get divorced, and the kids will be traumatized, and the mizbeach is more demoyed, on Isha Rishayna, if you're in the garage. Why isn't that enough of a reason? What do you mean? You want to know why now on Isha Rishayna? What do you mean? Because he's going to hate her. You're going to remember this guy, but he's going to hate us. They're going to fight, and they're going to divorce, and the kids will be... What do you mean? That's... No. Only problem is Racha Kamarcha. What's going on with the Gemara? Why is it that the only reason why it's also Racha Kamarcha? What about the very fact that they're going to kill each other? What do you mean? They're going to scream and fight all day, and the kids will go crazy? Why isn't that enough to make it up? That was bad. The one thing about the pshat is that adults take responsibility for their decisions. This person went ahead, and he's an adult, and she's an adult, and they decide to get married, we're not worried that they're going to fight. And we're not worried that they're not going to be shown bias. No, they're not going to be shown bias, and they'll have a nice, happy marriage, and they'll live happily ever after. You made the decision, this guy's an adult, and he made the decision to marry this lady sight unseen, he's going to make it work. There's only one issue, to say, that he should love her mamish like himself, that much already, that we're worried that he can't do. And that's why the entire problem is that. The entire problem is, I'll turn to about the America, and we're worried that you won't be able to do so. But start to worry that the whole house is going to fall apart and it won't show them by, that we're not worried about. Adults take responsibility for the decisions. This guy made a decision to marry her, sight unseen. He's going to make it work, and he's going to make the marriage work, and they'll live happily ever after. There's just one problem. When my son is going to put, so if I have to America, that we're worried about. That's not going to happen. So, Baruch Hashem, I found afterwards the Pierce Rishon for Rambam, that he talked to Mamish Kamat says this. He says, and Hanami, he'll be Mekayim Har, and they'll live happily ever, he doesn't say they'll happily ever after, he says they'll live together, but, the Lord Yehavah, he won't love him. Mamish Kamat, like we're saying, and Hanami not worried about the marriage will stay, we're worried about Havah, 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 but then it was bothering me, one second. The Gemara says, what's the issue over here? The issue is that the Torah says, v'hatracha kamoicha. So, at first I was learning the Gemara, that is to love her also. They'll have a happy marriage, and they'll live happily after, and they'll love her too. Just, v'hatracha kamoicha, that much love, that there won't be. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, he kaimena, but he won't love her. The Rambam says, he won't love her altogether. What? Where did the Rambam see that? Pashas, the Rambam's learning, Mamash, the way we learned the Gemara. Mamish Alpshat, that we're not worried about divorce because he's an adult and he decides to marry and he'll marry and they'll live together happily ever after. But what's something more? Kamarcha? That not. Nah. So how come Ram doesn't say that? Ram says, you can't matter. I'll be loyal to Kamarcha. Ram doesn't say that. Ram says, he's not going to love her at all. We didn't Ram see that in the Gemara. He doesn't say that. Ram just says he won't love Kamarcha. So why can't you live in the Gemara? The guy wants to love her. They'll live happily after. I'll love her too. Just not Kamarcha. So the pshat is gavav. They see from this Rambam that if you don't love somebody kamoicha, that's not called love. That's called what? Why? What's the pshat that says of hasa kamoicha? What does it mean? Bahas loyach kamoicha. What does that mean, Pashas? You should love somebody, you should love your friend. Last, 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 last. So what's the Torah say? Love, last, love your friend. Last, 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 last. What's this mitzvatois of kamoicha? The pshat is kamoicha is not a word in kamos. It's a word in eichu. The pshat is that when a person loves himself, it's this love that we're talking about in this whole shmuz over here. A person loves himself without boundaries, without gvul, without mitzorim, without chesed, whether the person deserves it or not, he loves himself. That's the tach kamoicha. And the pshat is that if you don't love that way, that's not love. That's life. When you love, the tach of love is, the definition of love is on mitzorim, on gvul, on boundaries. That is, it's just an overflowing abundance of slavus and eish of love. If it's not kamoicha, it's not love. Like, that's what the Rambam is teaching us. The Rambam says, the Gemara says that he's not going to love kamoicha, that means he won't love her. Because if it's not kamoicha, if it's not like yourself, the child is with a boundary, it's with a chesed, it's with a gvul, that's not love. So I want to say, murder is involved with this. We know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sin chinuch. The Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt only with a havas chinam. What does a havas chinam mean? Chinam means this part, undeserved. Whether you deserve it, you don't deserve it, doesn't matter. A havas chinam means, like we're saying, on gvul, on boundaries, on chesed, whether you deserve it or not, love. That's the only way the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. So I want to say, Berg, was bomb me a couple of cows. And I hold mamish, it's such a tifa of types, huge, like this. Right? What type of a kesher exactly between sin is chinam and the Beis HaMikdash? But the answer, sin is chinam, Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. What? Why is the sin is chinam can't be Beis HaMikdash? What's exactly the connection here? Question number one. Question number two, we know that in Parshas Vayera, Avraham Avinu was talking to the Eibishta, and then all of a sudden these three malachim came along, and Avraham Avinu says to the Eibishta, Adoni, please wait, I have to take care of my guests. Says the Gemara, we learn from here. G'dayla achnasas arachim, shedaycha kabal v'yashchina. That achnasas arachim is more important than kabal v'yashchina. Okay? So we know from Avraham Avinu, from the fact that Avraham Avinu was talking to the Eibishter, and he left the Eibishter to be mekabal achnasas arachim, we know from that, that being machnas arach is greater than kabal v'yashchina. But how did Avraham Avinu know? What was Avraham Avinu's svara? Where did he understand that it's greater to be Machnas Arach, then we can make Kabbalah Shina. How did he know that? Tasha number two.
True. I mean, why didn't he know?
How did he know? What's the svar?
What's the svar? Say the svar that it should be true.
Yeah, tell me the svar. That's what I'm asking. What is the svar? Obviously he had a svar. What is it? That's what we're trying to figure out. What's that svar? Question number three.
He had that number four.
Obviously. Otherwise, how did he know?
He had a similar level to him. He had a similar level to also.
Okay, so what is that similar level? That's what we're trying to figure out. What was his raya for this fact? Question number three, the Rashiva is that why is it that the Torah talks constantly about the chesed of Avraham Avinu, but if it doesn't talk about his Torah? Avraham Avinu was zichah gavav galanden, and he's zichah nukol Torah kula. Why does the Torah make no mention of that? Why does the Torah only discuss his chesed? And now his Gvaldga Madrega is entire. What?
Enum Tavoyti.
And Chesed. So, that's
the logic.
And what about the logical mitzvahs? The third discussed that.
That's not Torah.
That's not Torah.
Well, I mean, it's not Lima Torah.
Okay. That's the receiving effect. And question number four was, what's Chad and Hillel, right? You know the famous story in Yom Shabbos, that the guy comes to Hillel, and he says, be Megai me, I'm enough to teach me the Torah on one foot. So then Hillel, my son Eloch, Lachav Chal Tavid, that's the whole Torah, and the rest of the Torah is a piece. So Rashi, because right of the mitzvahs of the Torah, all deal, Ben Al Chaveri, why? Because the main point of the Torah is, Kamaycha, my son Eloch, just you have to know, what does your friend like, what does your friend not like? So the Torah says, your friend doesn't like if you steal from him, your friend doesn't like if you mazik him, and that's why Rebbe the Torah is Benam Chaveret, and that's what Hillel said. So it's bothering me, okay, that's Rebbe the Torah, but what happened to the rest of the Torah? What happened to Tfilin? And what happened to the Tzitzit? It's like, buckle the Rebbe, that doesn't count. I said, the guy is Hillel teaches me the whole Torah, so So if he bought wherever the Torah is by the son of, so therefore he said that and he ignored everything else. What's the logic of that? What happened to the rest of the Torah? Those are my four passions. Okay? Passion number one, what's exactly the connection between Sinas Chinam and the Churban Bayis? Why is the Sinas Chinam came to be based on Mikdash? Question number two, how did Avraham Avinu know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zecher Kabbalah Sinas Chinam? Question number three, why does the Torah not mention anything about Avraham's godless in Liman HaTorah? And okay? And question number four is, what's Shem and Hillel? Right? Hillel says, the Torah says, what's the whole Torah? Zoktim Hillel, my son will have a Tavid, and Zokt Rashi, because that's Rav in the Torah. Frank is fine, that's Rav in the Torah, but what happened to the rest of the
Torah?
That's all I think about. Chaz like this. Chaz that if you look at the Rambam, Zokt the Torah, Mahasas Hashem will have a Tavid. It's a mitzvah to love the Eishim. So the Rambam, Mavur and the Mefarshim had explained the Rambam, what's the way to learn to love the Eibishter? Through knowing the Eibishter. Through Yediyas Hashem, that's the way you love the Eibishter. Of a vivel, you know the Eibishter. Of a vivel, you know is godless. Of a zayfel, you love. The Eibishter is the essence of Atava. The Eibishter is the essence of Kedusha. As much as you know him, automatically, that's how much you love him. So that's the way of the Rambam to have a Hashem, through Yediyas Hashem. And the Mefarshim say that that's the point of all the mitzvahs. The point of the mitzvah, he brings a pasuk, u'b'charet v'chayim l'havas Hashem. The point of all the mitzvahs is what? To reach l'havas Hashem. What? L'chur l'svar, l'chur v'aita. Because through the mitzvahs, that's the way to know the Eibishter. You want to know somebody, so you know, you have to figure out what his character traits are, what his midas are, what he likes, what he dislikes, what he thinks is good, what he thinks is bad. That's what the point of all the mitzvahs is. The mitzvahs teach us how the Eibishter thinks, what the Eibishter likes, what the Eibishter dislikes, what the Eibishter thinks is good, what the Eibishter thinks is bad, and Ayideh mitzvah comes about Yediyas Hashem, and like the Rambam is telling us, Ayideh Hashem, that's how you have Hashem. As much as you know the Eibishter, that's how much you love the Eibishter. And that's the point of all the mitzvahs. This brings us to Yediyas Hashem, and this brings us to Ahav. So, I want to think about that the Eibishter of Emes is impossible to know. Eibishter, a person should know the Eibishter, impossible, of a vat. So the only way to know the Eibishter is to go through a training program. You know, how do you want to become a pilot? You have to go through years of training, right? To pilot an F-16 is impossible, right? So you have to go through years of training. To get to know the Eibishter, you have to go through years and years of training. And it's infinite, you never finish your training. What's that training? Because within a person, is every person has within him a chelik hakamimah. So the Eibishter, so to say, dilutes himself. And he puts himself within a person. Here, in every person, you have the Eibishter in the diluted form. So in order to get to know the Eibishter, first you have to get to know the Eibishter in his diluted form. You have to get to know the Eibishter in a human form. You get to know the Eibishter in a human form, then, and only then, is there any hope whatsoever that a little bit, an infinitesimal measure, you'll get to know the Eibishter in his pure form. So that's what Hillel was telling this good. Raving the Torah is Mitzvah Ben Am Chaveri. Why? Why? Why talk is Raving the Torah set up that way? The Torah says, because like the Mefarshim are telling us, that the entire point of the rest of the mitzvahs and all the mitzvahs is Yediyas Hashem. Ayideh is Hashem, you get a Havas Hashem. But to go directly to the mitzvahs is impossible. You won't be able to know Hashem through that. First, you have to go through training. You have to know Hashem through knowing Hashem in his diluted form. If you know Hashem through the Eibishter in his form, in his human form, if you get to know Hashem in his human form, the way he is in people, and you get to love Hashem that way, then there's the hope you can go further and connect to the Eibishter, the Chai Devah. That's what Hillel was telling the guy. My Nesanilah is not just the Yisoid of Ben Am Chaver. It's Raving the Torah is Ben Am Chaver, a perfect, because that's the Yisoid of the whole Torah, even the rest of the Mitzvah. What? Like we're saying. Because the entire point of the Mitzvah is Yisoid Hashem, was to bring it to have Hashem. But it's impossible to have Yisoid Hashem unless first you have Yisoid Hashem in his diluted form. If you have Yediyas Hashem in his human form, then it's possible to know Hashem. That's what Hillel was telling. So, Mel, that's how Avraham Avinu knew that when he's talking to the Eibishter and the Urchim come by, he has to go to the Urchim. Why? Because if he'll say to the Eibishter, no, I'm too busy, I can't go to the Urchim. That means what he's saying in essence is, I don't need any more training. I finished training, I can now connect to Hashem directly. Chutzpah. You know what kind of cluster that is? You think that you're big enough to connect Hashem directly? You don't need any more training? It's not the chutzpah to say that. So that's what Avraham Avinu's svara was. The entire point of Ben Chaveri is like we're saying. Because I day that training, you'll learn how to connect to the Erishna. So to say now, I'm talking to the Erishna, I don't have to connect to people.
Why not?
But you can't. You can't, but you can't, but it's not shy. That's the point, but it's impossible. For you, it's impossible. So, Lamai cigarette, for you, it's gobble. Because for you, it's impossible to connect. You still need training. To say no, that I don't need training, that's a chutzpah nazar. To say that you're big enough to connect to Emerson directly, that's the epitome of chutzpah. So, that's why I'm going to know, yeah, it's gobble. It's better to say to the Emerson, listen, I'm trying to connect to you, but I can't. I need more training. That covers for the Emerson. To be mocked who the Emerson is, that's to say, I can't connect to you directly. I need more training to connect to the Emerson within the person. That's the proper way. And that's why the Torah doesn't speak about Avraham Avinu's title. Why? So the Rashiva answered Fakir. The Rashiva said, because the only way you can reach such chesed, such magnificent chesed, is only through the Gevaldik in Torah. That's how the Rashiva answered. The Torah doesn't have to tell us how Gevaldik was in Torah, because by telling us how Gevaldik was in chesed, the only way to reach such chesed is through Torah. According to what we're saying, is Pung Fakir. That if Gevaldik is so good at chesed, you don't have to tell me he's good at Torah, because if he did so good in his training, he never went further. If the guy is afraid to attack he's entrenched to become a pilot. And he passed all his tests with flying colors. So it's a double posture that he went further and he became a pilot. The Zalbazak, Avraham Avinu, in his training of Benam Chaveri, in his training of connecting to the Eivishter in the human form, he did so well, he zichah was vita and connecting to the Eivishter within the Torah, and that's what the Torah doesn't have to tell. That's the connection between Sinas Chinam and the Beis HaMikdash. If the Sin is Chinam, the Eivishter says, you want me to come live amongst you in the Beis HaMikdash? You want to come to me, to connect to me directly? You flunked the training course. If the Sin is Chinam, that means you can't even connect to me within my human form. So you have such a shvacha yidi in me, and you such a shvacha had in me, that you can't even connect to me in my human form. You have hope to connect to me directly? You didn't reach first base. You flunked out of the training course. So if the Sin is Chinam, that means we're not able to be a day to Eivishter, even in his human form. We can't love Hashem even in his diluted form. Then there's no hope to connect him directly, and therefore the Eivishter says, none to talk about, I can't come to his aid. Kitzur, Rabbeisai, this is my message for tonight. Let us taka, connect to each other intensely, and let us be makir, the Bari Olam within each of us, and let us learn to know the Eivishter within each of us, and let us learn to love the Eivishter within each and every one of us. And this will taka bring us to be able to connect to Hashem intensely, to connect to Hashem without glow, and to connect to Hashem without mitzorim, and to connect to Hashem without cheshmet, to connect to the Eivishter like a chavin, and this will in turn, let the Eivishter show us in our respanim, or like a chavin, also ahava bli cheshmet, ahava bli glow, ahava bli mitzorim, and this will be Mekayim within us, the positive by Christ, and Bracha, as we die, that's what it means. That the Eivishter blesses us, as we use us, the Sechel Olam, we die, the Eivishter just gives us more, and more, and more, whether we need it, whether we don't need it. Plus, the Eivishter has such a haba, such an intense need to give, and this will fulfill within us, this positive, and this will taka, be Mezaka, that the Eivishter will taka, bring us to a haba skinam, and this will bring us to taka, the Eivishter rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash of Eish amongst us, and Eivishter will live amongst us, and we will be Eiz Hashem, being together to be Mekal Pei Shechina, Hei Yirenu.